Thirsty, thirsty, trying to choose. I mean, I know I'm pretty cool. My nitty bag, my kitty boots. I got the juice, I got the juice.
Channel Chatham's on. Foolie's glad I'm home.
Hello, and welcome to the first segment of my podcast. Today, we'll be talking about Generation Z and a little introduction about myself. I'll start. My name is Ethan Montgomery. I'm coming from Chicago area. And yeah, just now a freshman in college, but graduated this past May from a pretty big high school from the north suburbs of Chicago. It's predominantly white and affluent, but looking to expand my horizons, coming to college and get to know a lot more cool and interesting people. But in high school, I was an athlete. I played football and rugby for 4 years, as well as being in a couple of different clubs. One was the business club called DECA, and another was a service club called Tri-Ship. But looking to continue some of the same things in college and try some new things too. But anyway, getting back to the topic of conversation, we're trying to dive into the question about Gen Z, which is pretty much us. Who are we? What do we intend to do? And who's going to be the group of people who define our generation? So to start, I'll talk about how much we know about Gen Z. And people, professionals have classified us as individuals born after 1997. But I think being a number like that, there's a gray area, because people can't just be a different generation based on 1 year. And you also can't group everybody in the same category that easily. So both the professionals and ourselves struggle with the definition of our generation. But we are currently making history with every move we make and every action we take about that. But I'm excited for the future and what it holds. And I think a lot of other people are too. However, there is a widespread worry too about our future, that we are exposed to a lot of information and a lot of problems that are issues that are here to solve, but also pose a threat to our near future. Especially a big one is the environmental issues. That's a big point in our generation to try and combat those and fix the wrongdoings of past generations and try and make a better world for ourselves. However, that's not the only thing. We also are a very ambitious and innovative generation. Things seem to be very competitive now, whether it be school, careers, or anything else that might come down in the path of life. It seems like everybody wants to be the next big thing. And that's not a bad thing either. In this generation, we want to fix everything. We want to be the change that comes to all the problems that's happened in the past or are happening currently. But not everybody knows that they're capable of making that change. And some people are. But I think those people who do know are going to be the ones that end up defining our generation. For the majority of us, big concern is the future. Like guaranteed paths of whether it's education or careers or beyond that. A lot of us are worried about how we're going to get there. And some of the characteristics that define our generation are the ways we are using to get ahead of others. It's kind of a competition to get to the top of the totem pole. And people are using new and creative ways to get there, whether it be college admissions or finding a job and connections or lying about something to get where you want. And that may breed the best of the best for what we need to solve these big problems that we have, but we don't know yet. And a lot of us also want to do the same thing. A survey taken said that around 20% want to become software engineers or software developers, and that's a big gap to fill for an expanding market, but we don't know how many people are actually going to become successful in that area and where everyone else will end up either. So these are just the types of issues that we deal with and stress we deal with as a generation altogether. And some people, I guess, we'll figure it out who becomes successful and who doesn't, and what the recipe is for those kinds of people. But overall, a lot of us look forward to the future as well as fear. But I think if we can keep our heads up and keep collaborating, we'll end up all right. For more about me and Generation Z, tune in next time. Till then, have a good one.
My haters kinda glad I'm on. Rest in peace to my vagabond. Rapper, song, singer, suspended, subpoena. For misdemeanors, dreamer, held back asses, Loki still a dreamer.